Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Praise God. I have in my hand here a calendar, which is really the biblical calendar. You know, we live in the Western society, in the world, we live on the Gregorian calendar, which came out from the Romans. How many of you know that? But do you know that there are certain dates and times and feasts and festivals which we should be observing still today, and God said certain feasts would never, never cease. For instance, Passover. How many of you know the feast of Passover? Now, I'm not going to teach this today, but I want to tell you what I'm going to be teaching real soon. And when I start teaching it, you guys are going to really be blessed to hear what's coming. Amen. How many of you know Jesus wants to come back for us? Yes. Any of you believe Jesus is coming back?
Yes.
Well, you've heard of the blood moons.
Yes.
You've heard it's being taught round about now. And you understand that that terminology, a blood moon, actually comes from NASA. If you go on the NASA site, you will see, you can go back thousands of years, and you will see them talking about a blood moon. What is a blood moon? Well, first of all, the blood moon, it's just a normal moon, but it appears red and looks like blood. And the reason for that is because the sun is over here, the earth gets between the moon and the sun. So the earth is between the moon and the sun, and the rays of the earth, of the sun are shining and catching the rim of the earth. And it's catching all of the dust of the earth and the earth's atmosphere. And that projects onto the moon and it creates a red glow. It looks like a red, red moon. And NASA have called it a blood moon. Jesus in the Bible spoke about, he said, when he comes, he said the moon will be turned to blood and the sun to sackcloth, would be darkened. Well, we know that when the moon covers the sun, you get an eclipse and you get a total eclipse. And so he's talking about an eclipse, but the blood moon, he's talking about what, you know, the moon will be turned to blood, I believe is what they talk about in NASA, a blood moon. Now, do you know that in 1492, how many of you know who discovered the United States of America? Christopher Columbus, right? But he's Italiano. He was born in Italy, is that right? But do you know he converted to Judaism? He became Jewish. And when he became Jewish, he went and settled and he lived in a place called Spain. And in 1492, there was a thing called the Spanish Inquisition. I can see the teachers all nodding. They know the history and geography and stuff. And the Spanish Inquisition said that they started to expel the Jews from Spain and kill Jewish people. And because Christopher Columbus, and you can go study this out, I have, because he was Jewish, that's the reason he left. He got in the boat, took his family, took his Jewish friends with him, and sailed across the seas and discovered America, as we know it. Did you know that? Well, go online and check it out. You'll see it's true. But at the same time, in 1492, there was what we call, and NASA calls, a blood moon. And those blood moons happen to fall on two feast days. It falls on Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. And that's what took place in 1492, and that happened. They've discovered that there are tetrads. A tetrad is when there's four blood moons in the same year. And they've only discovered that there have been eight of these in 2,000 years. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because you need to get ready. They've discovered there's only been eight of these tetrads, that's four blood moons, in 2,000 years. You can go and study it out and check it out. And two of them were in 1492 when the Inquisition happened. Two of them were in 1947 and 48. And they always fall, those have fallen on the feast days, Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. And on the same day, not the next day or the day after, on the day. And they've fallen in 1948 and 49. They had the Tetrad take place, falling on those days. And that's when Israel became a nation again in 1948. It happened again in 1967, 1968. Blood moons, four of them. And in 1967, there was this 1967-68 war against Israel, the Six-Day War, where Israel reclaimed Jerusalem. How many of you know that? Some of you were alive. I was just born. I was probably one. In church telling fibs, that's disgusting. All right. It happened.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy. Now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
We had one this year, and we've got another one next month, the 8th of October, a blood moon. You can go and see it. This thing is going to appear in Jerusalem huge, and it's going to appear red, and we're going to see it red. You'll be able to go outside and watch it. Now, when it happened this year, I can't remember the exact month. I've got the right calendar here. It shows you the blood moons. When it happened, do you know that in that same month that the blood moon showed, this year is the same time when Hamas started raining rockets on Israel and they went into the war for the month. How many of you know there was war recently? Yeah. Any of you alive? You breathing? Okay. It just took place. The next one is on October the 8th, which happens to be on the Feast of Tabernacles. The first one landed on Passover. The next one's on the Feast of Tabernacles. Is something going to happen? I don't know. But Jesus gave the signs. Do you know that the Bible says in Genesis 1 that the earth and the stars, it says about the stars in the heavens, are there for signs and seasons. When you look at the word seasons and you study the word seasons in your concordance, as all of you can do, you'll find that that word actually means feasts or feast days or holy days. Times or signs and seasons, holy days. And the blood moon is landing on those. There's another two next year. There's two more coming. So am I saying, you know, something crazy is going to happen? I don't know. Am I saying Jesus is going to come back for us? I don't know. What I am saying is be ready. Amen. You know what? Ignorance is not bliss. No. How many of you heard ignorance is bliss? And I also discovered something else. I discovered ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is painful. What you don't know can hurt you. You don't know the speed limit. Speed is going to cost you. Ignorance is not bliss. Amen. I discovered something else. That common sense isn't. It's not common. No. Isn't that true? Because when you look at people like the United Nations and the leader of the United Nations saying they're coming with war crimes against Israel, you'd say common sense says you're insane. Sense isn't common. When they say two men can live together, common sense tells me the nations, the civilization would die out. Amen. Would civilization not die out? Yeah. I mean, dogs know it's not. They have more common sense than some people with many degrees and have been to some of the best universities that made them stupid. Yeah. If it goes against the word of God, it makes you stupid. Amen. Are you calling these? No, I'm not calling them stupid. Let me get off that. Let me move on. So I'm going to be teaching on the Tetrad and the blood moons. And I don't know when this coming Wednesday, we're going to take authority over wrong spirits in our lives. wrong things that we've had in our lives, and we're going to replace them with the good things. For instance, we're going to get rid of lust, and we're going to push in the spirit of love. Because remember, the Bible says when a spirit is cast out, he goes around looking for places where he can settle, but he can't find it. He comes back home, and the house is clean because he was kicked out, but it's not refurnished. And every house must have a tenant, or it gets run down. And so we're going to fill it with the right tenant this time. And I gave a list on Wednesday of all the wrong things. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them. And we're going to come together, and we're going to pray the right things in and take authority over what's been wrong in our lives all these years. So that's Wednesday night. And then probably the Wednesday after that, we're going to do the tetrad blood moons, or I may do it on a Sunday. So you don't want to miss either. Amen. Else you'll miss out. Amen. And you could be like the five foolish virgins who never refilled their oil lamps. And when Jesus came, they ran to get oil, and they missed the coming. Amen. Amen. I'm not trying to put fear into you, but I am. Bible says, fear the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, you can look at it, but don't take it. I'll show him look straight away. What we have been talking about, we've been talking about pride and humility. And we know for a fact that the Bible says that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. We know that. We saw that. We know that pride first came about from Saint, he was Lucifer at the time. He was an archangel, not saint. Lucifer, the archangel, iniquity was found in him when he said, I want the glory. I want the throne. I want the accolades. I want the worship for me. He was supposed to reflect through the pipes, timbrels, and diamonds on his in him. He was supposed to reflect the worship to God, but he wanted it, and he fell into iniquity was found in him, the iniquity of pride, right? And unfortunately, he breathed pride into mom and dad, Adam and Eve. Remember that? And they fell, and we're all born into pride, every one of us. But then Jesus comes along, and we step into Christ, who is the second Adam, and we come, our spirit comes out of pride. Unfortunately, my flesh still wants its pound of glory. And my soul still needs salvation inside of it. Amen. My spirit is perfectly clean and pure, brand spanking new. And you know what? The Holy Spirit lives right in my spirit. And so what happens now is this prideful flesh wants what it wants. And even if he has to steal it, you give it back. Even if he has to steal it because he wants it, he steals it. That's because he's still operating under the proud poison of hell. And so our flesh, that's why Paul the Apostle said, I put my flesh under and I've got to keep it under. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but it rises up. At the slightest bit of antagonistic stuff towards it, it just rises up. I mean, it can rise up at anyone, someone serving you in a restaurant and they do something wrong and that pride can rise up like that. Someone cut you off in the line in Walmart and it just comes up. Your spirit now, unfortunately, is we listen too often to our flesh and to our soul. And we're not listening to our spirit man, where Christ lives. And so when things happen, we react instead of listen in order to respond. And so what we need to do is we need to step back, take two paces back, and close our mouths just for a second. You know that saying, count to 10 before you let loose, is a brilliant saying. It really is. It truly is.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.